It's time.
Time to meet the women who make a living around fast cars.
Hello, ladies.
This is Women Take the Wheel.
Sit down, strap in, and turn on all you've got.
Nikki Clark is taking you behind the scenes.
You're ready to win.
Let me tell you, these cars, they get up and go pretty good.
Introducing you to women drivers,
crew members,
and fans of the racing world. Plus, Nikki is bringing you the latest racing news in Indiana and beyond.
We're going to bring it to you from the tower as they get ready to pull into the beam.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network.
All right, strap yourselves in.
Woo! Getting off the track and in your ears. This is Women Take the Wheel.
Come on, baby.
With your host.
Here we go.
Nikki Clark.
Hi, I'm Nikki Clark, your host for Women Take the Wheel here on the All Indiana Podcast Network. And on this episode, I'm talking to Peyton Cusimano. She's the founder and owner of Chicks on Slicks. You've probably seen their decal on cars everywhere. It's that cute pink sparkly helmet with the ponytail sticking out. She tells listeners how this website started as a project in college, and now it's inspiring female drivers around the world. Stay tuned.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, welcome to Women Take the Wheel, and I'm your host, Nikki Clark. And today I have with me Peyton Cusimano. How are you doing, Peyton?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I met her at PRI. You do a lot of stuff. I looked at your resume and you do many jobs, but you were recently honored at Drag Illustrated for 30 Under 30 for your social skills on Chicks on Slicks, which is something you started. And that also highlights women in motorsports. That is very cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was such an honor.
Yeah. Now tell me, because you kind of briefly mentioned this to me, how you got this started, how you came up with Chicks on Slicks. And I thought it was really kind of cool.
Yeah, so Chicks on Slicks actually started as a college project. So one of my teachers wanted us to come up with an Instagram page that would create like a big following on the page. And naturally, I was like, let's do it on women in motorsports. So it went through a couple of name changes, and then we finally were at dinner one night, and Chicks on Slicks, the name, was brought to life, which is pretty awesome. I love it. And we kind of stuck with that. It created a logo, a little pink helmet, and the ponytail out the back, which is super fun. Lots of pink and glitter. And yeah, it just kind of evolved from there. And after college, I decided to continue it on. Needless to say, I got an A on the project. My teacher loved it.
Well, of course
and then
you did.
I went on to continue it after school.
That is very cool. And how many followers do you have on those accounts now?
We are up to 4,153 people on Facebook and then 4,337 followers on Instagram.
That is actually awesome for Instagram for only being up for a few years. Wow.
Yeah.
So I know you're passionate about motorsports because besides doing Chicks on Slicks, you also are the social media manager for Road to Indy and social media coordinator for SFG Promotions. Now, how old are you when you decided, oh, I want to do motorsports stuff? That's my jam.
Well, I knew in like high school, like my junior year, I had like a little like summer trip. I went up to see my aunt who works for Coca-Cola, and she works in like the marketing department at the time. And I just loved like the marketing, the PR side of things, which is really cool. And then I figured, why not put my passion in motorsports and make it a career out of it? So I started racing when I was, it was about 5 years ago or so. I didn't start super young, but I've grown up around the racetrack with my dad who races drag races, motorcycles. So I've been helping him out, and I always wanted to get into a car or either on a motorcycle or something. But my parents, my grandparents thought, we'll put her on four wheels instead.
Yeah, pretty smart.
A little safer. So so I started racing my little S10 truck in a class called Pro, which is super laid back racing, super fun bracket racing, which is, yeah, I love it. It's awesome. But so I started racing and then figured, you know, let's make a career out of all this. I love it. So why not?
And what steps did you take? I mean, did you know, did you think you wanted to drive, or did you know that you wanted to get into the PR and marketing aspect of it?
Yeah, so obviously I started driving and getting more involved in motorsports itself. But I kind of decided I really liked the PR side of things and sharing content on Facebook pages, Instagram, and kind of spreading, like, you know, what I'm doing and little behind the scenes stuff, which I thought was really fun. So I kind of made the switch a little bit more recently. I made the move up to Nashville, Tennessee from my hometown in Florida. So since then, I kind of really haven't been able to drive as much. So I found that being able to work behind the scenes, doing some social media stuff, was still getting me involved in motorsports without actually being in the driver's seat.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm not the best driver, too. Ask Jason Lyon about all the times I drove him on the golf cart. And you went to college down in Florida, too, then, with the emphasis on getting into media and PR?
Yeah, I went to school at the University of Tampa, and then I got my degree in advertising and public relations.
Oh, that's a fun degree. I did communications, but I wish I would have done more like you're at, you know, where you went with.
Oh, yeah. IPR is super fun.
Oh, like, and I love Florida. Every time I go to Gainesville, I'm like, oh, I wish I went to college here. Mainly because I'm from Minnesota and I had to walk to class in minus 30 degree weather. So,
yeah, no thanks.
Tell me what you do with SFG Promotions and Road to Indy. And let's go to Road to Indy first, since I'm, you know, calling out of Indianapolis. We're a huge Indy town. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I actually was given the opportunity from one of my teachers. She reached out to me saying there was a local company down in Tampa that was looking for a social media coordinator for motorsports. And she didn't really understand what that really meant, like what was involved. And she said Road to Indy. And I was like, okay, interesting. So I actually work for a company called Pro Racing Group, which is, like I said, stationed in Tampa. And it's a whole group of some really awesome people who are all very creative, and they do a bunch of video content, and they do film for, they'll shoot video or shoot full major films. They'll help out with all that. So I came on board with them back in July this past year, and I learned, you know, okay, our client is Road to Indy, and now I just focus on all of their platforms. So I run the USF 2000 page, Indy Pro 2000, and our newest announcement, which is USF Juniors, which is kind of acts as like an entry level for kids kind of coming up through the Road to Indy. They'll be able to go to USF Juniors and then move up to USF 2000 to start on the ladder. So I run all their social media pages, from Facebook, TikTok, to Instagram, all sort of things. And yeah, I love it so far.
And then tell us about SFG Promotions too, because that's like the big bracket races lots of people are into now.
Yeah, so with SFG, they posted a thing saying they were looking for a social media coordinator, someone just to really help out behind the scenes. So I got in contact with Austin Truler, who pretty much runs it right below Kyle, who's the owner of SFG. And Austin and I just started working off the bat with everything, and I kind of help behind the scenes. I write most of their press releases and make a lot of their social media posts, especially during race weekends. And yeah, I love helping them out and getting involved in big money bracket racing. Super fun and exciting.
And now a lot of people, you know, they follow social media and motorsports social media. What would you consider a good social media post that, you know, everybody's going to click on or going to get response from? What do you think is the most creative type of post to make for motorsports?
In my opinion, people absolutely love onboard footage. So, you know, you'd be able to see the driver going down the track or in Road to Indy going around the track. They go crazy for that type of stuff. Any type of video content really always does well in the motorsports world.
I think I find the same too. I'm kind of like, when you do the insights, you can find out, you know, which do better. And I found 9 times out of 10, it's video content. That's what people want to watch. Oh, yeah.
Especially more recently with the advent of TikTok and Instagram Reels, those short video segments that people can post, they do super well because it's kind of proven now that people's attention span is getting shorter and shorter. So when we get those little TikTok videos, super fun burst of video, people love that too.
Now, what is your favorite platform to work on? Since you do have to go all across the board, what's your favorite one to work on?
It's a good question. I would say I really like Twitter more recently. I wasn't a huge Twitter fan until I got the job with Road to Indy. But it seems to be a really popular platform for motorsports. People have these huge conversations, lots of controversy, and people kind of sharing some behind-the-scenes drama on there, gets leaked out. So that one seems to be a lot of fun for me. But I also like I said, the TikTok stuff, the Instagram Reels, the video, the fun stuff. But yeah, I would say Twitter and like Instagram would be my top.
See, and I'm one of those people too. I love Twitter, and like so many people are like, no, nobody goes to Twitter, nobody. But I'm like, on race weekends, that's where everybody's getting their results from. My rule of thumb is I don't give results on Facebook until the race is over. But on Twitter, I'm like, these people here, they want to see it. And like you said, you get so many threads of people. I think more people respond and react. And you get like little, you know, go back and forth going on Twitter. So, yeah, I'm shocked how many racers didn't even have Twitter accounts because they're like, oh, we're not going to bother. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I would say Twitter is definitely more, I mean, when you compare like Road to Indy or like the drag racing people I work with, definitely like Road to Indy, road course racing and oval racing is like super, super big on Twitter. And I love the fact that when I'm at a race, so I do travel for my job. I'll go from racetrack to racetrack whenever there's race weekends. And I will sit up in the media room and pretty much live tweet the whole race. Anything crazy that happens, I'm writing about it. Someone crashes, I'm writing about it. Like, the faster I can get it out there, like, the better, and like, the more people are going to be engaged and interested in what we're doing.
Okay, so now I'll put you on the spot. Do you have a favorite track?
Ooh, that's a good question. So for drag racing, I definitely say Bristol is gorgeous. I love that view going down the track with the mountains on the sides. It's awesome. For like IndyCar, Road to Indy stuff, IMS is very impressive. I just got to go there for the first time this past year.
Oh, wow.
But another cool track is Laguna Seca, which is amazing over in Monterey, California. That has some awesome views and the famous corkscrew turn there. So that, I don't know, it would be a toss-up. I really like Laguna, but IMS was awesome too.
You are right there with me. Bristol is my favorite track. I went there for multiple events when I used to work there, and there's just something about that track and the town around it and the fans. Mm-hmm. That is like my favorite drag race to go do that. My second favorite, Charlotte. Those two tracks are both Bruton ones, I guess. Maybe that's why. I both love them both.
Yeah, I've yet to go to Charlotte. That's definitely on my list. So
yes,
I'll have
please.
To make it up over there.
Yes, you have to come to that. Like, one of my favorites at Charlotte is they do, for the drag races, they do brackets to fill out. And you get bragging rights in a parking spot. And last year, oh, I was so close.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
And we have to talk about something else that just happened this weekend. I was on your page and I saw some pictures, and tell us what happened this weekend.
Yes, I got engaged to her. My fiance James proposed to me now, finally. Well, kind of. No, we're super excited and starting the wedding planning, which is crazy in itself.
Now, is he a racer also? Is he in the racing business?
He is not. He is a super big fan of like NASCAR, round-and-round track stuff. So it's a little bit of a house divided when it comes to that. But no, he supports everything I do. He loves to go to the races. He loves to spend time out there. And he has raced like mini stocks before. And he once in a while will go and help crew on a late model team, which is super fun. So he's all about the racing stuff. It really doesn't matter what kind it is. I just love that he likes to be a part of it too.
That is awesome. Because, well, you do. You have to share your passions. You know, you got to, you know, love what you do and see your spouse as sports. So that is so cool that he does that for you.
And then, definitely.
And then I'll ask, you know, some of my normal questions I like to ask here on my podcast, which is, who is the person who influenced you most in racing?
Well, I mean, first off, I'd have to go to my dad. He's the one who got me involved in motorsports itself. Without him, I really wouldn't be here. So he got me started on my passion, and being able to go to the racetrack with him was really awesome. And then he helped me get my first race car and helped me teach me how to do all that. And that's pretty, one of my best memories, you know, learning how to do all that. And then another person I'd like to acknowledge is Kevin McKenna. He's the senior editor of the National Dragster. He's kind of acted as a mentor for me going through like almost the end of my high school career and then into college, kind of showing me what is involved with motorsports PR and how I can get involved in it myself. And he's been a great person to really go back and ask for advice on, and he's just an all-around awesome person. So
he is. Yeah. Kevin's a friend of mine too. We've gone to hockey games and that, and he's really worked mentoring lots of young people into getting into PR and teaching the right way. So I appreciate Kevin for that so much, and I'm glad you feel the same way too.
Yeah, for sure.
And another thing I'm going to ask you too, which is a favorite question of mine to ask, what advice would you have for other women who want to do a job like you? What would be your best advice for them?
Okay. I would say just start getting involved as soon as possible. I feel like when I went through school, I went to school with a lot of people who like even graduated and did not have any clue what they were going to do after college. So if you can get involved or start working with somebody, oh, I forgot to mention, I also work for Drag Champs. I write news articles for them about drag racing on their website and Facebook page. So with that being said, like, get involved with somebody who you can start working on your craft and getting your name out there as soon as possible. So I started, Gary Donfree came and asked me if I wanted to start writing for him, and I was one of their first writers on board, and that's kind of where I got my start with all the PR stuff, and then it evolved into all this stuff.
Wow, you do so much. I'm like, man, I'm like, do you ever have any free time?
Yeah, I mean, I work on just during the days. I work from home with the Road to Indy stuff, so it gives me a little flexibility to work on some other stuff. I keep myself very busy.
Yeah, because I'm like, just following one sport, you know, NHRA is busy enough, and you're kind of following a couple different versions of motorsports and all the women too. So I'm like, wow, you are all over the place.
Yes, I am.
Now tell everybody where they can follow you, and especially Chicks on Slicks. Tell us where all your social handles. We want to know where people can find you at.
Yeah, sure. So at Chicks on Slicks on Facebook, you'll be able to look that up and you can find us. The little pink helmet with the ponytail sticking out the back, that's our logo. And then we have a website. It's www.chicksonslicks.org. There you can find more information about what we do. We also have a winner decal program, which people can, once they win a race and they run our decal, they can submit a form on our website, and we will send them a little congratulations letter and feature them on our website, which is super fun. And they can find that all on our website as well as our apparel. And let's see, our Instagram is chicks_on_slicks, and that'll get you to our Instagram page.
Wow, and all this came out of a college project. I'm just like so impressed by you and all your passion and everything you've done to get where you're at, and you totally deserve to be under that Drag Illustrated 30 Under 30. Definitely well deserving there.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Peyton. And we will be seeing and hearing a lot more from you, I guarantee, in the coming year. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you again for listening. I'm Nikki Clark, and this is Women Take the Wheel. Be sure to connect and follow on Facebook when you search for Women Take the Wheel podcast. And be sure to follow and subscribe to this podcast now on the All Indiana Podcast Network.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network, this is Women Take the Wheel with Nikki Clark. Follow and subscribe to this podcast now and discover even more great podcasts on the All Indiana Podcast Network. Online at allindianapodcastnetwork.com. allindianapodcastnetwork.com.